The NVIDIA Hugging Face deal is partly about controlling where models live. But you also have to look at what models are actually being built, and GLM 5.3 flash from Z. AI dropped today with scores that have the HN community genuinely animated.
Walk us through the technical story here, because the naming convention alone is confusing to anyone not tracking this space closely.
GLM stands for General Language Model, and this is the latest in a line of models from Zhipu AI and collaborators in China. The flash designation signals it's optimized for speed and efficiency rather than raw capability ceiling. Think of it as the practical everyday model versus the flagship research model. What's notable about 5.3 flash specifically is the benchmark performance relative to its size and inference cost. The HN comment section has people running their own evals and posting results in real time, and several are arguing it outperforms models 2 to 3 times its size on reasoning tasks.
This fits a broader pattern we've been watching all year where Chinese labs Z, AI, DeepSeek, Moonshot are competing very specifically on efficiency rather than just raw scale. There's a strategic logic to that. If you're operating under export controls that limit access to the highest-end training clusters, you have a structural incentive to get more capability out of less compute. Necessity producing innovation in a very literal sense.
The Lian Big Video dataset also surfaced today, which is a different piece of this puzzle. Lian, the large-scale artificial intelligence open network, has been building some of the most important open datasets for AI training. Their new video dataset is enormous in scope and is aimed at training the next generation of video understanding and generation models. The HN thread was smaller, but the people discussing it clearly knew what they were talking about. Researchers excited about having a quality open alternative to proprietary video corpora.
The dataset question is underrated in the public conversation about AI. Everyone focuses on model architecture, but the data is often the real differentiator. And there's a growing concern that the best training data is being locked up by a handful of companies, creating a two-tier AI ecosystem where well-resourced labs have capabilities that open researchers simply cannot replicate. A project like Lian Big Video is an attempt to push back against that trend.
Then there's the serve markdown to AI agents with accept headers piece, a more technical tool, but one that speaks to a maturing AI infrastructure ecosystem. The idea is that web servers can detect when an AI agent is making a request via the accept header and serve clean structured markdown instead of HTML designed for human browsers. It's a small convention, but if it catches on, it meaningfully reduces the amount of preprocessing AI agents need to do when consuming web content.
It's the kind of infrastructure detail that feels minor until it's everywhere. The HTTP accept header has been part of the web standard since the 1990s. Using it to differentiate human from agent traffic is elegant precisely because it doesn't require any new protocols.
And the piece on finishing AI suggested ideas touches something a lot of developers are experiencing right now. The author's core observation is that when an idea comes from AI, it lacks the personal investment that carries a human creator through the difficult middle of a project. You start with the AI's framing, not your own, and there's no emotional ownership pulling you through the hard parts. The HN comments ran deep on this. It's clearly resonating with people navigating AI-assisted creative work.
The psychological dimension of AI collaboration is going to be a genuinely important area of research. We know a lot about how humans collaborate with other humans. We know very little about the cognitive and motivational dynamics of human-AI creative partnerships.